אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam. The article is The Peace, titled Necessity to Practice Caution with the Laws of Nature. Necessity to Practice Caution with the Laws of Nature. We can all plainly see that the human species must lead a social life, meaning we cannot exist and sustain ourselves without the help of society. Therefore, imagine an event where one retires from society to a desolate location and lives there a life of misery and great pain due to his inability to provide for his needs. That person would have no right to complain about providence or his fate. And if that person were to do that, meaning complain and curse his bitter fate, he would only be displaying his stupidity. For while Providence has prepared for him a comfortable, desirable place in society, he has no justification to retire from it to a desolate place. Such a person must not be pitied, since he goes against the nature of creation. Since he has the option to live as Providence has ordered him, he should not be pitied. That sentence is agreed upon by all of humanity without dispute. And I can add and establish it on a religious basis and give it such a form. Since Providence extends from the Creator, who undoubtedly has a purpose in his actions, since no one acts without a purpose, we find that anyone who breaks a law from the laws of nature that he has imprinted in us corrupts the purposeful aim. Because the purpose is undoubtedly built over all the laws of nature, none excluded, just as the clever worker would not add or subtract even as a hair's breadth of the necessary actions to attain the goal.
That's why it's no wonder we're suffering. We don't know the laws of nature. We're going according to what we believe, each one what he sees. And then every time we're in struggles between us until eventually we are building this chaos in our life. And our whole life is how to run away from this chaos that we ourselves are establishing. Yeah?
Then he who spoils even a single law harms and damages the purposeful aim that the Creator has set and will therefore be punished by nature. Hence, we too, creatures of the Creator, must not pity him because he desecrates the laws of nature and defiles the purpose of the Creator. That, I believe, is the form of the sentence.
So we have no one to turn to and complain, but only ourselves, because we're in an ideal system. And if we ruin it with our relationships between all parts of nature in an egoistic way, so we get all these things that we ourselves are establishing, it all comes back to us. And we can't turn to anyone with any complaint that we're supposedly unsatisfied, or we want to change something. Change, please. Change your behavior to the good. And it'll be good. For now, this is what we have. PT 25.
about there being nobody to turn to or nobody to complain to. In the past, you said that
you for sure have no one to turn to. We know that. You constantly are in complaints. And I told you what your solution is, and today I was speaking about it to everyone. The solution is to know what to do, and to do it, and not to constantly ask about it. Understand? So do without asking. Then we'll see what comes out of it. And you constantly just want to ask, and you have nobody to turn to. Nobody wants to hear your questions, your complaints. No one. There is no such thing in the world that somebody can hear this.
I understand. You're right, Rav.
Also, the Creator won't hear this because what you want to ask is Him putting these questions in you. That's why you have no reason to ask Him about it. But when you do what you should do, and after that, from studies, from your correct connection, that you invest forces in it, from this, you'll be able to ask only. That's it. PT19.
Yes. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. This is really unclear. He says, you have no operator without a purpose. So it turns out that anyone who breaks a law from the laws of nature, he corrupts the purposeful purpose. What laws of nature am I breaking?
The entire nature is one system, still vegetative, animate. Also, man is part of the animate. That's why we need to keep the laws, observe them, the laws of the still vegetative and animate. They have a form of behavior, a natural behavior. That's why instinctively they work correctly. They don't corrupt anything in nature, but they are in the laws of nature, still vegetative and animate. Man himself is a special creature. He comes out of the nature part that is activated by the laws of nature. There's an extra thing called an egoistic will to receive in man, man's ego, that by that he is disconnected, comes out of the still vegetative and animate, and becomes a special creature called Adam, man. So there's a different calculation with that man. He needs to learn in what he needs to correct himself. The rest, no other creatures need to correct themselves, only man. He is corrupted. There's a corruption in him to begin with. Obviously, it came from the Creator. But it's not the right complaint of man. There could be only a question, help me understand how to correct myself. That is the right question a person can turn to the Creator with.
So there is an option not to create corruption in nature? How do we do it?
Only an option of correcting himself.
Each one individually?
Each one of us, all of us together, doesn't matter. We're speaking about what man needs to do. Let's keep going.
Thank you. Paragraph, and I believe that it is not a good idea for anyone to contradict this form that I have given to the sentence, since the words of the sentence are one. For what is the difference if we say that the supervisor is called nature, meaning mindless and purposeless, or saying that the supervisor is wondrously wise, knowing, feeling, and has a purpose in his actions? In the end, we all admit and agree that we are obliged to observe the commandments of providence, meaning the laws of nature. And we all admit that one who breaks the commandments of providence, meaning the laws of nature, should be punished by nature and must not be pitied by anyone. Thus, the nature of the sentence is the same, and the only difference is in the motive. They maintain that the motive is necessary, and I maintain that it is purposeful. To avoid having to use both tongues from now on, one, nature, and two, a supervisor, between which, as I have shown, there is no difference regarding the following of the laws, it is best for us to agree and accept the words of the Kabbalists that Hateva, the nature, has the same numerical value in Hebrew as Elohim, God, 86. Then, I will be able to call the laws of God, nature's mitzvot, commandments, or vice versa, the mitzvot of Elohim, God, by the name nature's laws, for they are one and the same, and we need not discuss it further. Now, it is vitally important for us to examine nature's mitzvot, commandments, to know what it demands of us, lest it would mercilessly punish us. We have said that nature obligates humankind to lead a social life. And this is simple. But we need to examine the mitzvot, commandments, that nature obliges us to observe in that respect, meaning with respect to the social life. In general examination, we find that there are only two commandments to follow in society. These can be called one, reception, and two, bestowal. This means that each member must, by nature, receive his needs from society and must benefit society through his work for its well-being. And if one breaks one of those two commandments, he will be mercilessly punished. We need not excessively examine the commandment, mitzvah, commandment of reception, since the punishment is carried out immediately, which prevents any neglect. But in the other commandment, that of bestowal upon society, not only is the punishment not immediate, but it is given indirectly. Therefore, this mitzvah, commandment, is not properly observed. Thus, humanity is being fried in a heinous turmoil, and strife and famine and their consequences have not ceased thus far.
1 second. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
why is Baal HaSulam connecting God with nature?
Because it's the same thing, and there's nothing but that. The nature, the upper force, the creator, God, call it whatever you want. What's outside of man, it's all one.
But how can a person feel that nature is God? How can he grasp it?
Whichever way he does, I don't know, each one according to his degree. There are people that feel that everything is the Creator, except for my point, that from it I feel my existence, me, the disconnected one from the Creator. And there are those who think otherwise. There's all kinds. It's different degrees of perception. God, His nature is the upper force, is the creator, it's all that is above man. And that's how he receives it. All of reality is divided into two, me and the creator. That's it. And all of humanity, and it doesn't exist only in my shattered vessel. If I correct my vessel, I won't see it. I'll see that everything is none else besides him. Simple. And what I see afterwards is because I'm shattered. What I see now is because I'm shattered. So my desire was shattered, and in this shattered desire, I see all these things divided into corporeal, still, vegetative, animate, speaking, spheres, worlds. Each one has a part of the Creator, as if the Creator is also shattered, as and is in all those parts. But the moment I organize it all and say that it's all towards me, that the world isn't there, but what I feel, reality, it's all the Creator. That's what I feel. And there's no more. So it turns out there's me and the Creator. And nothing but that. And the rest is incorporated in those two discernments. What did we learn in perception of reality? Okay. Except for man, there's only the Creator. Okay.
Tov.
So, where are we going? What are we? Nikolaev, Sochi.
Раф, подскажите, вот сказано, что мы не нуждаемся в повышенном внимании в заповеди
Пути. It was said that we don't need
на месте.
A great attention to the quality of reception because the punishment because of it is immediate. Does that mean that we know how to receive correctly automatically?
No.
Lo nachon.
Incorrect.
We
can't receive correctly either. Because our will to receive is completely not in control. It won't give us a right discernment in what we are right and in what we're not. We can't judge our form of reception because against it we have no form of bestowal. We, in our form of reception, connect to whoever gives, whoever fills, whoever builds desires in us, and whoever fills our desires. We are in the middle between the Creator who created the will to receive in us and between the Creator who is filling us, that will to receive. And we aren't relating to Him. We don't know why He created it in us and why He's filling us in such a way. That's why we don't receive correctly what you want to say that it's correct. Our vessels of reception don't work correctly. Look what's going on with us. That's why we will die the moment we receive. All of our reception is in order to receive. And that's a form of death. We are just not aware of it. To such an extent, we are in a lie. If we could see the truth, we wouldn't receive anything. We'd right away restrict ourselves and develop a desire to bestow. And then, only to the extent that we can invert our reception into bestowal, to that extent we would receive, because by that we would bestow to the giver pleasure. And we would only do things to bestow pleasure to him and not receive anything in any other way. If we would truly understand, yes?
А что означает тогда фраза «в заповеди получения мы не нуждаемся в повышенном внимании, поскольку наказание»?
So what does it mean that we don't need to examine the commandment of reception because the punishment is immediate?
That's what is happening to us, just we don't really understand it. We are willing to receive and receive and receive. Either it is given to us or it isn't, but the calculation takes place on nature's side actually instantly.
Поджариваемся мы на сковороде, и благодаря тому, что не умеем получать.
In other words, we are being cooked in this heinous tunnel because we don't know how to receive and because we don't know how to give.
Correct, from both those directions. From this side and that side, we are losing. You understood correctly.
We need to turn our attention in the work to both these elements, to restrict reception and to learn how to bestow.
Correct. You are right. You spoke correctly. Бишкек.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот Бальсулам очень предельно ясно описал и понятно выгоду.
Thank you, Raf. Бальсулам described very clearly the benefits from joint living. But this law of collective living, can we use it for people who want to connect like Bnei Baruch or in the world Kli, and also for the whole world where there are egoists? We see that when egoists collide, it creates problems.
No, there's a big system of Adam Rishon, and we are in it, and we're working in it. And in this system, we must reach a corrected state. And it is constantly activating us towards the correction, the complete correction. And to the extent that we participate in it, whether in a positive or negative way, and according to that, we receive a response that it corrects us either in a pleasant way or not in a pleasant way, but it corrects us and aims us to reach our correction. That's it. That's what we see. Meaning, all of our life, we need to understand that it is a response from above of the upper force to the way we were working up till now in an incorrect way. And also maybe in a correct way, but I don't really see things like that. I don't see that we have worked correctly in anything. But we did all kinds of actions in connection between us, but we did it because it was necessary still. It's taken into account. The upper force or the upper forces take that into account. As much as we will be drawn to connection, because that's our purpose, to bring us back to the system of Adam Rishon, to be as one man and one heart, then and according to that, we can feel our state as corrected, as heaven, paradise, just as the Garden of Eden. Clear? So, please read it till the end, then we'll ask more.
So, we are in the line, the wonder about it. The wonder about it is that nature, like a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development. For we see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtaining our sustenance and existence also multiply. Thus, you have a scientific, empirical basis that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our might the commandment of bestowal upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. As long as we are idle performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us, and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its commandments with all the measure required of us.
Clear. So what is unclear, we'll see. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, he writes here that nature is as a skillful judge who punishes us according to our development, and it's some smart system. But it doesn't seem that way to people. People, if you take into consideration the state of the world, it's falling into chaos. How do we bridge the contradiction in our explanation to people?
Look, if you show some kind of machine, show it to a child, and that child will get some kind of blow from that machine. So it's natural he's going to kick that machine back. He's afraid of it. He is mad about it. That's how man is also relating to all kinds of forces in nature around him. That's how he's also relating to other humans in life. He doesn't understand what awakens them or what activates them. It's always like that. So what can you do? The concealment is the reason for everything we're lacking in the world. That's why we need to discover the good that does good in everything there is. And then we can really determine that it's the good that does good, that there's no other force in nature. But it happens after we discover it. So what can we do? We can only learn how to do it and teach others.
Ну, просто вот вы еще говорили сегодня на первой части урока, что мы
You also said in the first part of the lesson that we have to explain to people about the right form of the world. It's not clear what is that right form of the world, because how can you reveal in it that good who does good?
I understand it's difficult also for us, that we want this. It's also difficult. But you are in front of a problem which is very serious, and it won't disappear on its own, and not only with their desire, but through us, we need to discover to all of humanity where we are. And then we'll see that this reality that we're depicting isn't there. Reality is completely different. Just we need to connect with all of humanity, and then humanity, by this, will see what we see, what we are revealing towards them. Through us, all these forces are going through, the upper forces, and it's all in all, it's one force. We need to reveal this to humanity. Humanity won't be able to do it alone. It's all only we need to do it. And above us, there are more great Kabbalists, meaning parts that have corrected themselves from the vessel of Adam Rishon, and we already joined them in somewhat, at least a bit of recognition of evil. And soon we'll reach a state that we'll be able to also do good. So move away from bad and go to the good. And this way we'll correct ourselves, connect to the corrected system, and cause it to take another step ahead. And after us, we'll draw all the people of the world, all of humanity, and take another step ahead. And that's all of us together in this chain of actions, chain of souls.
Vlad.
Vlad?
Ну, просто вот смотрите, то есть то, что мы говорим в нашей работе,
it's just that what we're talking about in our world, we connect with faith above reason and rise above the state of this world. And by this we can discover the good who does good. How can the whole world discover this good who does good?
No, what, no, no, war, no, crisis? No, no. We don't need to speak about bad things. No, we're not wishing anyone bad. We want to incorporate them inside us. As the Achap that is incorporated in Galgal Ta'anayim. And by that, we can raise them with us. The moment you open, and we'll be able to do it. The moment they want to incorporate in us, because it will be worthwhile, problems, trouble, man won't want anything just to stop feeling bad. The moment they will want to incorporate in us, there is no more problems. We will include them together. That's what Baal HaSulam writes in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar. And everybody will be included in us, and we will all rise to Gmar Tikkun. And the nations of the world have to incorporate in us, because without them, we will also be lacking the big vessels of reception. So our vessels of bestowal will be able to incorporate their vessels of reception. The Achap will incorporate in Galgal Ta'anayim. And through the Galgal Ta'anayim, they'll receive the lights of correction because they get it at once. We get it throughout a long time because we need to acquire it and know it and organize these things because we belong to Galgal Ta'anayim. But they belong to the Achap. For them, it comes, where does Baal HaSulam write about it? It's written that they receive it at once. And that's how the correction will take place. That's why don't think that it'll take thousands of years and where and what. It's nothing. These small desires of humans in the world, it's such that easily can be corrected. It's the light shines on them a bit and they'll be ready to do anything. Look what they're addicted to, what kind of small pleasures. Little drops of light. The main thing is our correction. And then through us, it will bestow upon them. And then quickly they will come closer and enter Gmar Tikkun, the end of corrections. That's how it's going to be.
So, there is no correct form of the world without being incorporated in us. Let's say, if they live with friendship and connect, if they're not incorporated with us, well, they won't be corrected.
Where did you see them living correctly, incorporating? I don't understand. All nations of the world, all of humanity, no matter who or what they are, they will need through problems, through trouble, from no choice, they will need to come near to us. And we, from being connected to the upper force, will want to come closer to them and bestow to them. And then we, as Galgal Ta'anayim, and then them as Achap, together will be able to rise and incorporate in the upper force. That is it. And by that, we'll end.
So, this concludes. Except we want to say that it's marked in the article, a handsmaid that is an heir to her master.
Send me that excerpt and we'll add it to this article too. All the best. And we'll also decide the connections throughout the day. And this evening we have
a meal, and concerning connections during the day we have two announcements. First, dear friends, an announcement from the social team regarding of the quest to recommend daily sources to read during the day. Today we will read again what we read about Faith Above Reason, excerpts 8, 9, and 10. We will delve in them over and over as Rav directed us. In addition, we will read the first article of Rabash, The Purpose of Society 1. And each day we will read another article by Rabash, which the team will recommend. If you have ideas for recommended contents for TENS meetings or any other idea concerning this move, please send it to boardworldkli@gmail.com. And it's important we don't cancel the connection roster. The recommendations are only for reading sources, but any 10 can add its own Rav's excerpts and workshops, etc., to their meetings. And the broadcast today from 6:30 to 7:30, a world meal, and this evening the topic of the meal is prayer. Everyone's invited to bring something to eat, something to drink, and become incorporated together with the whole world. Kli, this concludes the lesson. Have a good day and a great night.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Rise. We are branches of one tree.